It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertrand sitting in for Steve. See, a regular old radio show. Rick Astley's birthday today. Rick Astley turns, 50... I told there'd be no math. 57 years old today. Rick Astley turns 57. Regular old radio show, gonna play you Never Gonna Give You Up. You know, that's the Rick Astley song everybody knows. But no, we'll give you Together Forever. And if we go a little deeper, we could have played She Wants to Dance with Me from the album after this one. Rick Astley turns 57 years old today, so happy birthday to him. Don't get Rickrolled today. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. Joined by another Scott, Scott Greenlee, businessman, entrepreneur, nonprofit organization leader, candidate as well for the Michigan Republican State Party chair. You can find out more about him at Greenlee4migopchair.com. Scott, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, Scott. Great to be on.
We've got just a couple of minutes, so I just want to get right to it. Michigan GOP chair, why is it an important position, and why are so many people trying to become Michigan Republican Party chair?
Yeah, it's crazy with 11 of us running this year. I can only remember two or three candidates in the past 35 years that I've been around the party seeking the office. And it's important because Republicans have not done well at the ballot box the last couple of elections. There's a lot of issues out there with regard to fundraising, not being at the level we need to be at to get our message out on issues and in supporting our candidates. Obviously, election integrity is an issue. And obviously, the party has really been challenged with a lot of ideological wings. You know, there's everybody from folks who've been around a long time and would be considered traditional Republicans to a lot of brand new folks that have new ideas. Maybe they're a little more conservative. And we've got to have a chair that can raise money, unite the party, if we're going to have a chance to win in the critical election of November of 24.
You mentioned there are 11 people gunning for this Michigan Republican Party state chair. So what makes you different? How do you stand out among the pack?
Thanks for asking that question. I've been involved in the party for 35 years. I got started as the founder and first president of the College Republican Club at Grand Rapids Junior, now Community College. That gives you an idea that I have been around a little while. After that, I've been active in the party as a county party finance chair, as a county co-chair, and then I'm the only candidate who's had the opportunity to serve as a vice chair of the Michigan Republican Party, giving me a very detailed inside look at what the job actually requires. I've been part of over 100 winning campaigns in various roles, from volunteer when I got started up to senior strategist and general consultant for congressional campaigns. I've held staff positions in presidential campaigns, and very importantly, I've raised millions and millions of dollars for conservative causes over the last 35 years that I've been involved. I have other executive management leadership experience in the business world and obviously in the nonprofit community. I want to take all those skills and that big network that I've got and put it to work for the delegates of the Michigan Republican Party.
So, look, the big question we should be focusing on is what went wrong and how do we fix it? And you could probably talk about this for an hour. You've got 90 seconds or so. So what went wrong? How do we fix it?
This was a real nightmare scenario for the Republican Party over the last couple of years. We had a governor that was definitely vulnerable, that definitely had made a lot of bad decisions, according to not just Republicans, but to independents in Michigan. And yet, things kept going wrong for our party. A lot of that had to do with the fact that the factions, the infighting was so fierce that we weren't able to get ourselves back together for the November election. We had the issue that was frankly embarrassing, where people running for governor, very high-profile, well-qualified candidates, were not able to be on the ballot. We had a lot of convention fights that didn't get over at the end of the convention when people should have shaken hands and agreed that our only goal is really to beat Democrats. And all of that led to a huge donor confidence issue that caused a lot of our traditional major donors to sit on the sidelines. Pretty much everything that could go wrong did go wrong. That wound up giving us an F on our report card in November of 2022. When I was vice chair of the state party in November of 2010, we won the governor's seat, the SOS, the AG, the state house we took back. We increased our congressional delegation. We won our education seats. We got an A on our report card that November. And in November of 2024, I'm running because I'm committed to seeing that the Michigan Republican Party get an A again with a presidential campaign, an open U.S. Senate seat, the need to take the state house seat back, and a lot of other challenges ahead.
Republican precinct delegates will make this call coming up in about 10 days or so. February 18th is the day on a Saturday. Who are those precinct delegates? How many are there? And how do you anticipate this vote going down, again, with so many individuals looking to win the spot?
It's a very complicated thing to predict with 11 candidates. There's about 2,100 delegates and the same number of alternates that represent every county from around the state. So the key is to get about 1,100 votes on what would be a second ballot or a third ballot. As with 11 candidates running, I think it's very doubtful a candidate could get the 50% plus one that is required on the first ballot. So we know who our target market is, all the candidates, and every one of us is traveling the state, meeting with them, communicating with them, sharing our ideas, our experience, our background. And all 10 candidates, along with myself, are passionate conservatives. We've just got different backgrounds and skill sets. And I got in the race very late. I was the last one in because I took a look at the candidates. And while they're all good people, I felt that my background and my experience brought something different to the table. So that's what I'm trying to explain to all 2,100 of these folks, so that on the 18th, I'm successful and I have an opportunity to be a servant leader and lead this organization to success in 24.
Website is Greenlee, the number 4, MIGOPchair.com. Scott Greenlee, candidate for Michigan Republican Party Chair. Thanks so much for joining us this morning on the Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks, Scott.
That's Scott Greenlee, Scott Bertram, sitting in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.